Ever noticed how the same 10, 15 pounds keep returning no matter how disciplined your diet? You're not alone. Our brains actively fight weight loss by treating dieting as a form of starvation. The hypothalamus functions as a weight thermostat, defending a target weight range spanning about 10, 15 pounds. Within this range, weight is relatively easy to modify, but staying below the brain's target is extraordinarily difficult. This defended range can increase over time through puberty, pregnancy, aging, or staying above your current weight range too long. Critically, this process isn't reversible. Even years of keeping weight below the defended range doesn't reset the brain's target lower. It continues trying to push weight back up. Research consistently shows most dieters regain lost weight. After a year, the average dieter has lost 6% of starting weight, but then steadily regains it, typically reversing all progress within 5 years. Only about 15% maintain significant weight loss for 3 years or more. Despite popular beliefs, no particular diet produces better long-term results than others. The problem isn't that we're dieting incorrectly, it's that dieting itself doesn't work. In fact, dieting often leads to weight gain, not loss. Within 4 years, 2 in 5 dieters end up heavier than before they started. Dieting involves 3 competing brain systems: the energy balance system defending weight, the reward system craving calorie-dense foods, and the executive system attempting self-control. While the executive system can regulate behavior temporarily, it cannot indefinitely resist the persistent energy balance and reward systems. Weight loss reduces leptin levels, intensifying food rewards and brain activity in reward areas. Studies reveal calorie-restricted individuals work harder for food rewards, sometimes experiencing pleasure that exceeds drug-induced highs. Willpower, our defense against impulse eating, has clear limits. The executive system requires recovery time and falters under stress, sleep deprivation, and inactivity. Dieting itself produces stress hormones that undermine the willpower needed to resist temptation. In our environment of cheap, accessible, calorie-dense food, willpower inevitably fails. Mindful eating offers an alternative by tuning in to hunger and fullness signals, but success requires accepting the weight our brain naturally defends. A 1945 starvation experiment showed volunteers losing 25% of their body weight, experiencing intense hunger, weakness, and psychological instability. After the study, they binged uncontrollably and gained 27 pounds above their starting weight, despite feeling full. This mirrors modern dieters' experiences. The study's 1,500-calorie diet with exercise parallels typical weight loss plans, yet our brains interpret both as starvation. Long-term research consistently shows dieters are more likely to become obese than non-dieters. A 9-year twin study revealed that among identical pairs, the dieting twin gained more weight. Multiple dieting attempts increased women's odds of becoming overweight 5-fold. Significant weight loss triggers the brain's starvation response, promoting weight regain plus extra reserves. This creates a cycle where dieting-induced stress leads to further weight gain. Research distinguishes between controlled eaters, who count calories and monitor weight, and intuitive eaters, who follow natural hunger signals. Intuitive eaters maintain steadier weights and obsess less about food, with twin studies confirming that controlled eating promotes weight gain regardless of genetics. When bodies drop below their defended weight range, the brain counters by reducing energy use. People 10% below their natural weight burn 10 to 15% fewer daily calories than those naturally at that weight, an adaptation that persists for years after weight loss. The primary change occurs in muscle efficiency, becoming 15-20% more efficient, requiring longer exercise sessions to burn equivalent calories. This metabolic adaptation continues for at least 6 to 7 years, possibly permanently. Leptin, which signals fat stores to the brain, governs weight regulation. When leptin drops below the defended range, the brain triggers a starvation response, lowering metabolism, reducing activity, and increasing hunger. Over time, the defended range rises through leptin resistance. The diet industry takes credit for weight loss while blaming regain on willpower, ignoring that increased hunger, decreased metabolism, and psychological distress are natural biological responses to significant weight loss. Weight discrimination triggers biological stress responses that complicate weight management. When cortisol stays elevated, it disrupts essential functions and promotes visceral fat storage, the dangerous abdominal fat linked to inflammation and disease. Social stress creates biological stress that may cause health problems, often misattributed to obesity. Obese adults have nearly 4 times the cortisol levels of normal weight people, with differences appearing even in children. Merely witnessing anti-fat bias raises women's cortisol levels, regardless of their weight. Dieting and body dissatisfaction often trigger weight gain in a vicious cycle. Dieting increases stress hormones, boosting hunger while reducing fullness signals. Controlled eaters maintain higher stress hormone levels than intuitive eaters, even between diets. Sleep deprivation promotes weight gain by extending eating hours and disrupting energy balance. Poor sleep alters hunger hormones leptin and ghrelin, increasing appetite and snacking. It also compromises willpower and insulin function, elevating diabetes risk regardless of weight. Exercise effectively breaks the cycle by reducing inflammation, decreasing visceral fat, and triggering anti-inflammatory compounds, making it essential medicine for stressed bodies. BMI categories poorly predict mortality risk. Federal research shows overweight people have lowest mortality rates. The obesity paradox reveals overweight individuals often survive heart attacks and diabetes better than normal weight people. Maintaining stable weight through healthy habits proves more effective than pursuing weight loss. Research hasn't shown lasting health benefits from lifestyle-based weight loss, as most can't maintain it. Weight cycling increases long-term weight gain and mortality rates compared to maintaining stable weight, regardless of size. Exercise significantly improves health outcomes, with fit people 42% less likely to die prematurely than sedentary ones. Fitness benefits increase with weight. Obese but fit individuals have similar mortality risks as fit normal weight people, while unfit normal weight people face double the risk. Health gains start with basic movement. Walking 150 minutes weekly adds 3 to 5 years to life, and even 10 minutes daily helps. Prolonged sitting raises death risk 34%, regardless of exercise or weight, making regular standing breaks essential for metabolic health. Mindful eating means making conscious food choices based on our body's needs, not external rules. When we enjoy food without guilt, our brain's reward and energy balance systems naturally align. Research shows intuitive eaters maintain healthier weights, enjoy varied diets, and exercise for pleasure. They show better health markers, fewer eating disorders, less depression, and higher self-esteem than dieters, benefits that persist over time. Key practices include eating when moderately hungry, creating focused environments, eating slowly, and monitoring body signals. Notice how taste changes during meals. The first bite often tastes best, encouraging natural variety. Though it takes about a year to master, mindful eating becomes automatic, unlike calorie counting. Practitioners develop a relaxed relationship with food, thinking about it only when hungry. Most find that formerly forbidden foods lose their appeal when freely available. This approach frees us from the diet cycle and transforms our relationship with food. Working with our biology rather than against it leads to sustainable health and mental freedom.